Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Joel Allman, head coach of the Pella volleyball team, ranked third in Class 4A heading into the postseason. We use that word. We've danced around it, but now it's finally here. 29-10 regular season finish, co-Little Hawkeye Conference champions, and obviously a very, very hungry group to keep the season not only going this week, but well beyond that. First of all, what does it mean to be at this point, to be now going towards the real goal of pursuing a state championship and to have basically the hay in the barn, so to speak, and all the work to get there primarily done?
Yeah, it's hard to believe the season has gone fast, and I tell the girls every year that the season's going to go fast. So we're excited with where we're at right now. We've navigated a tough schedule, as I've told you. We navigated a tough schedule. We've navigated injuries, and the girls have just done a great job this year of coming together. They've gotten much closer than I thought that we would get, and this is what we want, right? We want a group that's tight-knit. That's just part of our culture, and so I've been very happy with our seniors bringing our juniors and sophomores and freshmen along, but I've also been happy with our underclassmen of stepping up in moments that we needed them to step up. So it's really exciting with where we're at right now, and now we prepare for trying to push for postseason.
Last talk to you, it was homecoming Friday. You had senior night right around the corner. The night ultimately didn't go the way you wanted to. You were able to honor your seniors, including Katie, and some fantastic work that she's done over her 4 years. But at the end of the day, didn't probably play as well as you wanted to in the end of set four, in particular set five, against a really good Indianola team that's up and coming. What was the takeaway from that, now that we've had several games since then, and how important was it for the girls to maybe, you didn't want to lose that match, but maybe have a little punch in the mouth before you hit this postseason run?
Yeah, you certainly never want to lose, but I told the girls that it's not a failure unless we don't learn from it. And the learning point from that was we can't let things impact our energy and our enthusiasm and our joy as a group. The feeling that night was just off. It was off on our team. I thought our crowd was a little off. It was just very flat night. And so we had some great conversations as a group, and then they had some great conversations together without us coaches of how they want to finish this season, how they want to play this season. And so we play a lot better, just like every other team. We play a lot better when there's just a certain level of excitement and joy, and certainly want to be competitive, because those two things can happen at the same time. But that Indianola match revealed that we have to have everybody bringing that type of enthusiasm. And so I think it's really actually catapulted us now into our tournament. We played as well as I've seen at our tournament, just with how clean a volleyball we've played. And then I thought we played really well at PC. And then last night against Johnston, we played maybe our best match of the year with our execution. And so once again, it's not a failure if we learn from it, and I think it helped. That Indianola match helped catapult our team of what we need to do, no matter whether things are going well or they're not going well.
Well, and every team is different, but last year I remember, before you went on your big postseason run, some similar matches were kind of in that latter part of the season. Not that you ever want that. You'd rather be a perfect 40-0 or whatever it is heading into the postseason, but sometimes teams like this do need that. And how important do you think it is for these girls to have that in the back of their heads that, hey, especially with the postseason draw you got, you can lose. It's not like you're going to be undefeated Pella, and there will be teams as good as Indianola and better on your schedule. And it seems like the girls now, just doesn't always hurt to necessarily have a reminder. Don't always want it to come in a loss, but maybe not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I kind of tied it to last year's football season, actually, when they lost a late season matchup with Gilbert, and it just happened to be that Coach McKinstry and I got to share a classroom for one period of the day. So I got to talk to him after that about, just as an outsider, I felt like the Gilbert loss was going to help propel them forward. And obviously they had a great season, right, and finished runner-up. And so I tied that a little bit to our team and to our girls of girls, we can be beat at any night in the postseason. And so if we don't want that to happen, we have to bring our best, not only game-wise, but just, once again, our togetherness, our toughness, our energy. And so, yeah, that's what I think has happened, is it was a little bit of a wake-up call that you know, we can't dwell on mistakes. We can't feed off of the crowd. We have to bring that ourselves. So in the end, it was a good thing for us.
Here at Joel Allman, head coach of the Pella volleyball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we jump into the playoffs. First round bye coming up on Tuesday, so you'll get an opportunity to scout and watch whatever you want from the Knoxville-Carlisle matchup. Those are the other two teams. Knoxville, a lot of wins this year, certainly. Maybe didn't get see that the girls' union didn't see necessarily those wins, but obviously a team that you've seen this season at your home tournament. Carlisle out of that Raccoon River Conference, very talented. Regardless, coach, this is the same setup you had last year, a home road if you keep winning. Your thoughts about getting that opportunity to have a little bit of rest, knowing you played just this past Thursday, but also knowing that you got to be ready to go next Thursday.
Yeah, I gave the girls the night off tonight just to kind of get mentally refreshed for next week. And then we'll scrimmage Dowling again like we did last year. We'll scrimmage them on Tuesday to try to get ready for Thursday, whether we play Knoxville or Carlisle. We've seen Knoxville already. Molly does a great job with that program. They have won a lot of matches, and I know that they're certainly going to play better than what they did last time that they played us. They're a scrappier group than that, and so we want them to bring their best, because that's what postseason should be about, is two teams playing as well as possible at that end of the year and go at it, and whoever's the better team that night is going to come out on top, right? And so we look forward to playing, whether it's Knoxville or Carlisle, and just we know that the preparation that we do is going to make us ready for that match on Thursday.
The other seed, top seeded, is ranked Waverly Shell Rock on the other side of the bracket. We're not trying to get too far ahead, but you and I talked about this 2 weeks ago. It's now official, the home road. So if you win on Thursday, you will be here at home regardless of who wins on the other side. The first round bye means you only have two matches between you and returning to Coralville. I know the senior heavy team probably is aware of that, but how exciting is it to know that no matter what happens, your journey will have to come through here at Pella High School? And obviously, again, a journey that these girls have high expectations will not be done after those first two games.
Yeah, our word this year was pursuit, and so we certainly want to pursue qualifying for state and a state championship, right? But we also we've talked about a lot of we want to pursue just being our best each day and being the best team that we can be. And so yeah, it's exciting that we have everything hopefully here at home, or it's going to be at home if we win, but we got to focus on Thursday, I think, is the main message for our team. And these girls, I'm confident that they're going to do that, because we have now been through this before, been through it last year. They've been through it in other sports, you know? And so, our main focus is having a great practice on Monday, having a great scrimmage against Dowling on Tuesday, great practice on Wednesday to prepare for Thursday and not try to look ahead too much.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun, and I know Katie, Brandon, and I will have a lot of fun on Pella Dutch Live, regardless, hopefully all the way through the following Tuesday. That's Joel Allman, head coach of the Pella volleyball team, starting their postseason Thursday here at home, regardless of who it is, Knoxville or Carlisle, 7 o'clock. Come on out, coach. Appreciate your time, and hopefully we still have a few chats between now and some run in early November. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.